You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20. I read, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bear good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them." Jesus Christ severally warned us against false prophets. And therefore, the first attack of Satan into deceiving the church is to make us feel that to beware of false prophets is actually wrong, is judgmental. See, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets." But you will hear that false prophets themselves, they are the one telling you that don't judge any man, leave every man. It's God that we judge. Don't criticize anybody. Don't condemn anybody. It's because they are false prophets. False prophets are afraid of criticism. False prophets are afraid of their teachings being pointed out. A genuine prophet doesn't care. He knows he's preaching the truth. So he knows that if you weigh the truth against the word of God, you won't find him wanting. So he doesn't care. But false prophets, they want you to embrace everybody. They will even manipulate you and say, it's only in the body of Christ that their wounded soldiers are criticized. False prophets are not wounded soldiers. False prophets are soldiers of the enemy that should be wounded. So false prophets should be exposed. You should beware. See, if Jesus says beware, can you be wiser than Jesus? If you are going to a place, and somebody tells you that when you get there, beware of any man wearing green, what will you do? Won't you be on the lookout for any man wearing green? When you see a man wearing green, what will you do? Will you stay around that man and be playing? Will you listen to that man if that man is saying, don't mind all these people that says that you should beware of anybody, we are all the same? No, that is deception. You should beware. If Jesus is saying beware, you should beware. It means when you listen to a message, you don't evaluate it by the stature of the person preaching, but by the fruit of that person. And that is why we are not at the mercy of false prophets. It's so easy to know. A false prophet is easy to discern. Just check. Can you see the fruit of Christ in this person? One of the signs you will see is that they can never behave like Christ. For example, Jesus said, when you give something with your right hand, your left hand should not know. False prophet will come on TV. They will write the figure of the money they are giving out. If they are giving car, it is in front of the camera. If they are donating this, it is in front of the camera. And you are still in doubt. You are still saying, well, he's a nice man, he's a philanthropist. Did you see anywhere the Bible says we should do philanthropy? God didn't call us to that. So you won't see the life of Jesus. They are not going to preach what Jesus is preaching. They are not going to behave and act the way Jesus behaved. You don't need any other sign. Otherwise, you'll be deceived. That's already sufficient for you to know these are false prophets. And if Jesus said to you, beware of false prophets, you will be a very big fool not to beware of false prophets, to think that we can just embrace everybody. You better don't embrace everybody, because he said in the end that a fruit that does not bear good fruit will be cut and thrown into the fire. The end of the false prophet is the lake of fire. If you follow them, that's where they are leading you to. May the Lord Jesus give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.